Story 43. I saw Jesus at the Walmart. I had to stop and think about what I'm doing writing this book. What do I want to accomplish? Certainly, I've stirred up a lot of memories, good ones, bad ones, monsters, the whole heaven and hell scenario. Today, I'm going to talk about some of my dreams. Last night, it was difficult to fall asleep as usual. When I do manage to sleep, I often plunge into a very deep, vivid state. Sometimes those dreams are so intense, they leave me reeling. Last night, I had one such dream. I'd recently found out that a good friend of mine, Tony, had passed away. I don't know if you remember the story I wrote about the bar where Roy came in and I got fired, the only job I was ever truly fired from. Tony was my friend at that bar, and we'd been close for years. One morning, while scrolling through the usual garbage on Facebook, ads, memes, nonsense, I saw someone had posted a farewell to Tony. It shocked me. I just went, wow. The last time I'd seen him, he hadn't been doing well. I mentioned him briefly in a previous story, but I had no idea he was that sick. I still don't know how he passed away. I'll find out eventually. I posted a picture of us on Facebook. It was an old staff photo from our time at the pub. Tony and I stood out with our big 80s-style mustaches. It was funny looking back at it, but also sad. Last night, I had a dream. Tony was in it, along with a woman I assumed was his wife. I think she had been unwell, but I'm not sure if she's still with us. In the dream, Tony came up to me and said, Chris, I need $40,000. $40,000? That's all I have right now, I replied, not even hesitating. Sure, take it. It's yours. In real life, I'd have done it too. Tony was packing things up, and for some reason, I thought he was heading to Hawaii. I told him, you don't need to pack your clothes. There's a Walmart there, and everything's free. Tony's eyes lit up. Are you serious? I can get new shirts and pants. Anything you want, I said. When you get there, just go to Walmart. Then I woke up, and the first thought in my head was, oh my God, there's a Walmart in heaven, and everything's free. This morning, I told my wife about the dream. I should write a song about that, I said. Maybe call it, I Saw Jesus at the Walmart, or There's a Walmart in Heaven. It started as a joke, but then I got thinking, maybe there is a place like that. Maybe when we leave this world, we go somewhere where we're given everything we need for the next journey. Maybe that journey is to another planet, another universe, or somewhere entirely unimaginable. This dream got me thinking about why I'm writing this book. What's the purpose? I've said it before, to help people. I'm not a writer by trade, but I tell the best stories I can, as truthfully as I can. I've read a lot of books about brain injuries and recovery, and many of them feel like scams. Promises of secret cures or miraculous solutions. It's all bullshit. I'm not trying to sell anyone anything. I'm just telling my stories. Dreams have always been a big part of my life. I've written about my devil dreams before, and strangely, a few nights after sharing that story, the devil came back to me in my sleep. I hadn't had that dream in over 50 years. In it, a creature came into my room and jumped onto my bed. I screamed and thrashed so much my wife couldn't wake me. I kicked all the blankets off trying to fight it off. The next day, I apologized to her. It was one of the worst nightmares I've had in years. I am now sleeping with a small nightlight and double-check all my doors at night. I even get my wife to look under the bed. No, just kidding. These nightmares are regular occurrences. When I visit people, I often warn them, if you hear me screaming at night, ignore it, it's just a nightmare. It's embarrassing, especially when you're a guest in someone's home. But that's my reality. Last night, after dreaming about Tony, I had another dream, this time about my mom. She passed away a year ago, and I've been grieving her deeply. But in the dream, she was so happy to see me. She kissed my face like I was a little boy again. It was comforting in a way I didn't expect. For the first time in a long time, I didn't feel sad. I've also dreamed about my son, Evan, who passed away. Those dreams are bittersweet. I cry all the time when I think about him, but in my dreams, he feels close. Then there's John, another friend who's been gone for years. When I dream about John, I'm often walking up the dirt road to his house. I can see it clearly, even the tree he used to sit under. But no matter how hard I try, I can never quite get inside to see him. I often wonder if his old home may be a purgatory for him. If so, I call bullshit. He deserves to be in heaven. And I expect to see him there. Well, that probably got me in trouble. A few days ago, I was sorting through old pictures and found one of John. I hadn't seen it in years. We were probably 16 in the photo, long hair and all. That picture's going up in my Blue Nose room. It deserves a spot among all the memories I've collected there. Dreams are a way for me to reconnect with the people I've loved and lost. Sometimes, though, they turn into nightmares. I've studied the science behind dreaming, read books on brain damage and recovery. I've seen how neurons flow, how information moves through the brain. But for all the books I've read, none of them fully explain the vivid, sometimes terrifying landscapes of my dreams. As I write this book, I realize it's not just about telling stories. It's about being honest, about letting people know who I am. My life has been full of ups and downs, triumphs and tragedies. But through it all, I can say one thing with certainty. My life has never been dull. If I die tomorrow, my last breath will carry these words. Wasn't that interesting?